the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
The sustainability movement continues to grow and evolve. Individuals are more concerned than ever about the source of their foods, materials, and products they purchase. This focus has caused many industries to look closely at their processes, products, and byproducts, ultimately to improve themselves and improve perception of the organization as a whole. I'm Nikki Donaldson. Today as my guest on the Missouri State Journal, I have Dr. Matt Siebert, Associate Professor of Chemistry at Missouri State University. This is the second in a two-part series about how chemistry research can improve the lives of Americans and beyond. Last week, he talked about how he studies a chemical compound, rotenone. He shared about how knowing more about a chemical can lead to medical breakthroughs, like better pharmaceuticals. Today, he shares about biodiesel and how it could change the way we get around.
Biodiesel is a product of any fat or oil. And the way that we obtain biodiesel is that you take that fat or oil and you do a chemical reaction that changes the structure. And so there are actually reports and news stories of people going down to restaurants and purchasing or just taking the waste fryer oil and doing that conversion at home. When you do that chemical conversion, you get what's known as biodiesel, and that can go into a conventional diesel engine, so your diesel car.
This upcycling of a previously discarded byproduct seems like a good thing, but Siebert cautions that there's a downside as well.
There are some problems with the utilization of biodiesel. One is that it has a relatively high freezing point, and so in colder climates, including even Springfield, that fuel would freeze in the lines in the middle of winter. There are additional problems. The biodiesel works a little bit like soap, and so if you put it into a conventional diesel engine that's been running diesel fuel, what happens is some carbon deposits on the inside of your fuel lines and things like that can actually come off and clog fuel lines and damage the engine.
Due to these complications, and since most passenger vehicles don't run on diesel, Siebert and graduate students researched how to convert the biodiesel into gasoline. He explains.
Our thought was that we could do a conversion to biodiesel and create gasoline. And this gasoline would be chemically equivalent to petroleum-based gasoline. The major advantage is that the original source was from plants. And so this would be a more sustainable fuel source than our current dependence on petroleum. At this point, our research has been surrounding one particular biodiesel product. It's the most prevalent biodiesel product in the United States. And what we're analyzing is under what conditions can you break that biodiesel down into gasoline products? Because we want to optimize things like the temperature and the pressure that are utilized to produce selectively gasoline, because that's our ultimate target.
Siebert calls himself an applied theoretical organic chemist, which means you won't find him concocting chemical brews and test tubes. Instead, he's using quantum mechanics as he's creating models, providing insight into chemical reactions, and carrying out reactions in the virtual world. He would like the general public to understand that the work chemists do can greatly improve the world we live in.
There's an issue of a misconception about what chemists do. There's a feeling that what they are producing is artificial and that that's kind of a detrimental thing. Right now, it seems like everybody's very interested in organic products at the grocery store, and there's this perception that chemists basically produce pesticides and do things like that that have negative health impacts. And what I would like everybody to know is that although chemists do research and produce pesticides, they research and produce pharmaceutical compounds. They research and produce a lot of products that make our lives better.
That was Dr. Matt Siebert, Associate Professor of Chemistry at Missouri State University. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.